We're reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, page 699 in the Hebrew text, letter 2, beginning with Bo'u, come and see. There's no English text. We remind you that you can ask questions at cub.tv, and selected questions relevant to the studied materials will be aired live. Again, the writings of Baal HaSulam, page 669 in the Hebrew book, letter 2, first column, beginning of Bo'u'e, come and see. Come and observe in this love a wonder that seemingly, if this is an only child to his father and mother, then this son would be obligated to love his father and mother even more, because they disclose greater love to him than parents who have many children. But in reality, this isn't so. It is the opposite, that if the parents greatly bond to their children in ropes of love, then the magnitude of the love of their children is greatly reduced and diminished, to the point that sometimes it seems that with such children, there is such love that all emotion of love has been turned off in their heart. And this behavior is a law of nature imprinted in the world. Observe it and you'll see. And the reason for this is simple, because the love of a father towards his son is fundamental in nature, and as the father desires his son to love him, seemingly the son yearns for his father to love him. And this yearning that is in their hearts always causes them permanent fear, meaning that the father greatly fears that his son may hate him to some extent, even a minute one. And similarly, the son fears that his father may hate him to some extent, even minute, that you can't even examine. And his permanent fear makes them do good things between one and the other. That the father makes an effort to disclose his love in practice permanently before the eyes of his son. And the son, too, makes an effort to disclose his love in practice and permanently and as much as he can before the eyes of his father.
We see here, too, that love spring up and is maintained by inner fear. First fear, then love. First hatred, then love. Only in such way it can be maintained, because we are included with the two forces, reception and bestowal.
And in this way, their feelings of love increase and multiply in the hearts of both of them, always, until one overcomes with good deeds over his friend to a complete and great extent, meaning that the hearty love from the father is disclosed towards the son to a complete extent over which you cannot add or reduce. When you reach this state, the son sees in his father's heart the aspect of pure love. What I'm saying is that the son no longer fears that his father's love towards him will diminish, and he also has no hope that his father's love would grow. And this is called pure love. And then, bit by bit, the son grows lazy from disclosing good deeds before the eyes of his father, and to the extent that he reduces the good deeds and the disclosure of love from the heart of the son towards his father, to the same extent the sparks of the rudimentary love that was imprinted in the heart's son by nature would turn off, and instead he gets a second nature which is closer to hatred. God forbid, because all the good deeds that his father makes towards him appear small and low in his eyes with respect to the obligation of pure love that has been absorbed in his organs. And this is what's written: I am smaller than all the katonti mikol hachasadim mikol haemet, etc. And check it, because this is deep and profound. And since I always praise the systems of nature that the Creator has set and imprinted in order to bring us good throughout all the days, Therefore, I'll explain to you the reason for the one who made this boundary, because certainly he doesn't wish to help the wicked, but rather this is all the increase and the multiplication in spirituality, because the main thing that is desired of the workers of the Creator is dvekut, adhesion. And you cannot talk about adhesion except out of love and delight, as written, our King, bring us closer to your great name in truth and love. And what love did they talk about? Complete love. Because something complete cannot be within something that's lacking. And complete love is pure love. Therefore, how can you talk about an increase and multiplication in the desired adhesion, which is more than all the adventures that were destined for it? And this is the secret where the Creator has closed the soul in the body in a murky matter, until finally he realizes that he has to disclose love in practice and realize the lack of love, disclosing love with his, for his own heart, because the nature of matter is to always turn off immediately every emotion of love that he already has. And in this way, the complete, the whole, dwells over the whole, that then there is complete knowledge of the pure and complete love on the side of the mind. And this way you cannot no longer add love. And if he doesn't add love, then certainly all the possession that he already had will be reduced and turned off. And this is the secret of the writ of the writings, and the land would not be sold forever, etc. And all of these are very true and earnest things, and put them in your treasure for the end of days. Now, if you understand the thoughts that I have in my heart towards you, when I see that you have no fear of the chillness of my love towards you, and my love towards you is pure love, and your fingers have definitely written down that our love would always stand still without adding and without taking away any. But at the end of things, our spirituality is closed in matter, and it is the nature of the matter to chill due to pure love. And this is a law that cannot be transgressed. Therefore, even more so, if you feel our love is whole, you're certainly obligated now to begin actions in practice and to disclose love due to the fear of the chillness that comes when one feels pure love, with the negation of fear. And in such a way, the yearning increases and the love doubles. And this is called increasing and multiplying. And my words are based on evidence, and the judge has only what his eyes can see. And no philosophizing and doubt is able to break those words that I say. And if you do not feel my words in your heart, this is because of your preoccupation with your loss. But at the time that you'll find what you lost, and the burden will be removed, then observe your heart, and you will find it vacant from any feelings of love. And this is due to your lack of performing any actions in practice in order to disclose this love. And this is evident. And even now, to some small extent, the ropes of our love already shudder due to lack of fear out of the knowledge of pure love. And I've written all of this to you to let you know my direct opinion, because how will I hide from you a thing of truth? But it is not hidden from me at all that these words do not sit in your heart, and you find them tiring and long and just a waste of words. But listen to me, and you'll be better off throughout the days, because there's none wise as the experienced. Therefore, I advise you to awaken within you fear out of the chillness of love between us. And even though the mind may deny such a depiction, but wonder, ask yourself, if there is a tactic to add to the love, and one does not add, this too is considered a flaw. as a person who gives a great gift to his friend, the love that is disclosed in his heart at the time of that action is not similar to the love that remains in the heart following the action. Rather, it goes and chills every day until you can reach to complete forgetfulness about the blessing of love, and the receiver of the gift is obligated to invent a trick every day so that every day appears as new. And this is our entire work, to disclose love within ourselves every single day, equally as in the time of reception, meaning to increase and multiply the mind with additions that add up to the essence, until the additions would touch our senses like the primary gift that we received the first time. And for this we need great tactics that are prepared for time of need.
From here we can't take a complete example to what he says, because he already speaks of degrees of love that are revealed in the vessels of bestowal. However, we can extract a few principles for ourselves out of it. The first is that there cannot be any quality, no quality can be revealed without the corresponding quality. That's a must. Meaning, I've created evil inclination, I've created Torah as a spice. First reveals the bad quality, and on top of it, the good quality. Although we are constantly attracted to the good qualities, with maximum bestowal and chibur, adhesion, trying not for us to answer questions with our intellect and in our field, which is obvious that it's derived from our reasoning and ego, rather for us to receive this answer either from the environment, from the right connection with the environment, or from within the environment, from the Creator, that accordingly bring us new mind and feel. Hence, in our longing, there will always be, to the right, we always come to the revelation of the left, and on top of the left, we build the right. Hence, we need not fear in our advancement, in the steps we will do, to be stuck with, to hit absolute love, because the Creator cares throughout all the ladder of degrees to first acquire the luck, and then according to this luck, the desire, we receive the fulfillment. So that the fulfillment will always be on top of the desire and not within the desire, otherwise it turns it off. Above it, then, they will hold one another, will maintain one another. Hence, absolute love is revealed to man at the end of the path, when it can no longer corrupt his state, so that he himself reaches that great endless longing, and also constantly standing longing towards the work and bestowal. And for him, these are vessels of receiving and feeling the Creator's love. Hence, prior to him having a desire to bestow on the part of the Creator, no love is disclosed to him in order not to harm him, not to cancel him. This is pretty much what we need for our path for the time being. Questions, if there are any?
Carlos from Brazil asks, what is love that is beyond my ego?
Love above the ego means that first and foremost, by all kind of efforts, I am efforts in society and the studying and whatever comes my way, I am coming to an appreciation, a great appreciation for the quality of bestowal. I come to it from all kind of different states in which I am completely unconscious of my state, both in reception, bestowal, all kind of things. Whether I could feel as dead, I could be in opposite states, that I'm in kind of a desire to receive only. Maybe I'm in despair from the path. Maybe I'm with a excitement for the path. From all these kind of contradicting, opposing states, I'm ascending above it. The state is a state, and beside it, before the state, I'm above the state. Well, the state come to us from above, from the Creator, who wants, in one way or another, to see how we are ascending above every state. Most likely, most often it is a lack of care or underestimation, this disregard, etc. Now, if I'm saying they have eyes and see not and start engaging in all kind of actions that can bring me impression, elation, excitement, a spirit of life about bestowal, a new attitude to the self-correction, above this indifference, above the disregard, then I gradually achieve the light of the form. What does that mean? I am achieving an appreciation for the quality of bestowal, for advancing towards the Creator, towards its revelation, towards all kind of such states that are above our world. When I have a certain such appreciation, it is considered that I have a clear longing to bestow. I want to feel myself he who dwells in the quality of bestow. I appreciate it. Why? Well, the upper light worked on me in such a way. And then I want to be in it. Also, there's a question. Why do I want to be in it? Maybe because I feel good in it. And I'm getting rid of all my concerns and sufferings. Maybe I feel myself not belonging to this world. So, what's wrong? But it's actually good. Well, what is this world after all? If you disconnect from it, maybe people would love to disconnect from it. So here there has to be an examination. Why? What for? Am I doing that? Meaning the upper light does awaken me, does awaken appreciation for bestowal in me. However, what type of bestowal? This is how I need to examine myself. I need to examine myself by the group, the friends, if I am capable through this longing of mine, as if for the quality of bestowal, to be in it, to feel it. If I'm happy for having it as in order to bestow upon others, then accordingly I examine. in my group. Well, is it correct or incorrect? And am I doing it in order to receive something of them, for them to appreciate me, to honor me? Or some things to receive any other things consequently of my rebistol? Or that I'm doing it both in concealment and in a revealed manner? Because what do I want? To have it good? No. For them to have it good? Yes. How would I know if they feel good about it? So that it's not my desire to receive in a concealed manner like that. Well, if through them I'm attracted to bring contentment to the Creator, here there has to be revealed the true furthest goal, that I and in every action of bestowal of mine, I discover all of a sudden that I want to attribute it to the Creator. And even to the Creator, what about Him? Well, obviously, to bestow upon Him, it's good. So, most certainly, He understands and knows and pay for your exertion. So, if I came to it, then I'm sure that I didn't do the action for no reason. In general, my whole life takes on different importance. Well, no, I want to give my bestowal to arrange something in terms of bestowing upon Him so that He would know about me, that they would not know about me. Only in the quality of bestowal. How do I examine eventually this whole action? I examine to what extent can I ascend above my desire to receive. If throughout my whole engagement with the quality of bestowal, I am not examining myself how to ascend from reception going above it towards bestowal. So I have no grasp in bestowal, meaning I need to constantly examine to what extent it seems to me that I'm profiting or losing, or to what extent I'm not looking at my loss, meaning that I have the ability to fulfill myself and I go above it and more and more. Meaning here there is a constantly there's a calculation with respect to the vessels of reception. To what extent can I be in true bestowal? Everything is built one over the other. Because never in the qualities, in the vessels of bestowal, in the desire to bestowal, in the inclination to bestowal, I have no true measurement if I'm not actually doing it for myself. Rather, only if below are the vessels of reception and I am restricting them, and on top of them, over them, I build a masach and my action of bestowal. Yes. Mike, please.
So you're actually saying that in any case I measure according to the vessels of reception, but instead of...
there are no other kelim.
Instead of saying how much can I receive, I'm saying how much can I give.
Yes, only by masach, only by restricting a screen and returning light, the vessel of bestowal is built. There are no vessels of bestowal. This is it's a contradiction. There are no vessels of bestowal. There is the intention in order to bestow on top of the vessels of reception. So vessel of bestowal doesn't exist in nature. A desire to bestow is the creator, desire to receive is the creature. The creature that uses the desire to receive in order to specifically above it, by specifically rejecting it, thus advancing, thus bestowing, This is what it means that he's in the desire to bestow. But it isn't a desire to bestow. It is a desire to receive with the intention in order to bestow that works like that in bestowing. Nature does not change. And the light that reforms only gives us the ability to ascend with our desire to receive, to work with it in an opposite manner. And that's it. So those names are a bit confusing us, but we need to understand and grow accustomed to them. Okay, Mushi.
So on top of my will to receive, I make the intention, and I check with respect to the friend, but this ingredient is unclear of ascribing it to the Creator. How do I check that?
You begin to feel that your action isn't complete. To examine truly, well, you should understand, on the one hand, there's a desire to receive. On the other hand, there's the light revealed. Both need to become united in order to bring them into that unity. A system was built, was created. Being a family, society, the worlds, all that exists. However, all in all, on the one hand, a desire to receive, and on the other hand, desire to bestow. And in order to tie them together, in order to bring them to unity, then among them, or between them, was created all that environment, so that within that environment, they come to unity. On the one hand, the person, on the other hand, the Creator. In the middle, there's a family, the society, the group, humanity, history, the worlds, different actions, etc., all in between them in order to connect between them. So, in order to bring oneself into connection with the Creator, one can only examine himself inside the group. There's no other place. Meaning, in all in all, in the same worlds and deeds that are between him and the Creator. Only by that can they connect. We will move to the next part.
Moving on to the next part from the Zohar.